Now what? Your first steps after an autism diagnosis. A column. In successful Black parenting, spectrum, and soul, raising neurodivergent children with culture, care, and clarity. Opening story. Daisha sits at her kitchen table holding a folder from her daughter Lonnie's evaluation. The words autism spectrum disorder are new, heavy, and unfamiliar, but the love she has for her child is not. She feels relief that there is finally an explanation, but also a quiet fear creeping in. What will this mean for Lonnie's future? What will her family say? How will her community respond? If this is you, you are not alone. Across our communities, Black families, immigrant families, and families who have had to navigate systems that were not always built with us in mind, this moment can carry extra layers. Sometimes there is celebration for finally getting answers, and sometimes there is silence, denial, or even pressure to wait and see. Both can exist at the same time: love and uncertainty, clarity and grief, hope and fear. And still, your child is still your child. Let's ground this first. Autism does not change who your child is. It simply helps us better understand how they experience the world. Your child is not less than, broken, or defined by a diagnosis. They are the same child you've always known, now with language that can help you access support, services, and understanding. Autism is a spectrum, which means no two children are exactly alike. Some children may require more support in their daily lives, while others may need fewer accommodations. Every child, however, deserves dignity, respect, understanding, and access to the services and supports that help them thrive. Most importantly, this is not your fault. Parents often search for answers and wonder if they could have done something differently. Current research continues to explore the causes of autism, and there is no evidence that parenting practices cause autism spectrum disorder. Rather than focusing on why autism occurs, focus on understanding your child's unique strengths, needs, and potential. Your love, advocacy, and support can make a meaningful difference in their journey. Why does a diagnosis matter? While a diagnosis does not change who your child is, it can open doors to valuable supports and services that may not otherwise be available. A formal autism spectrum disorder diagnosis often helps families access therapies, educational supports, community resources, and insurance-covered services that can help their child thrive. For example, many insurance providers require an autism diagnosis before approving coverage for applied behavior analysis, ABA therapy, and certain other autism-related services. Additional benefits of a diagnosis may include developing individualized, evidence-based treatment plans that build on your child's strengths while addressing areas of need, identifying meaningful goals that support communication, independence, learning, and overall quality of life, gaining a deeper understanding of your child's unique developmental profile and support needs, improving collaboration among healthcare providers, educators, therapists, and caregivers, connecting families with local, state, and national resources, support groups, and advocacy organizations, helping schools determine appropriate accommodations and services to support your child's success in the classroom. A diagnosis is not about placing limits on your child. Instead, it provides a roadmap that can help families better understand, support, and advocate for their child's needs throughout their developmental journey. What you can do. First, 1. Learn at your pace. Understanding autism helps you become your child's strongest advocate, not just in clinics, but in schools, churches, family gatherings, and everyday life. There will be moments when others don't understand your child's behavior, such as why they avoid eye contact, need movement, repeat phrases, or communicate differently. Education becomes advocacy. Some helpful resources for learning more about autism include 2. Building your support team. This journey is not meant to be traveled alone. Next, begin identifying professionals who can support your child's development. Start with your pediatrician or healthcare provider to request referrals for specialists experienced in autism care. It is also important to connect with your child's school early to begin exploring educational supports. Common therapies may include applied behavior analysis, ABA, a research-based approach that teaches new skills and reduces challenging behaviors through structured, positive strategies. Physical therapy, PT, supports strength, balance, coordination, and motor skills such as walking, running, and sitting. Occupational therapy, OT, builds daily living skills such as dressing, eating, playing, and emotional regulation while addressing sensory needs. Speech therapy supports communication, including speech development, understanding language, and expressive communication. Music and art therapy uses creative expression to support emotional regulation, communication, and stress reduction. Animal-assisted therapy uses interaction with animals to promote emotional connection, confidence, and social engagement. Social skills. Instruction. Teaches interaction skills such as sharing, turn-taking, conversation, and understanding social cues in individual or group settings. In addition to requesting referrals from your pediatrician or healthcare provider, your insurance company may have a list of in-network providers to help reduce out-of-pocket costs. Many healthcare providers and online directories can also help you locate services in your area. Additional support can be found through, when selecting services, take time to ask questions, explore options, and collaborate with your child's care team to determine what best fits your child's needs. Your child may benefit from a combination of treatment options to address difficulties across different skill areas. Culture matters here too. For many Black families, diagnosis conversations can carry a history of mistrust of systems, fear of labeling, or concern about how a child will be perceived in a world that does not always offer equitable understanding. You may hear, "They'll grow out of it. Don't put that label on them. We don't talk about that outside the family." And still, you are allowed to seek clarity, support, and services for your child. Choosing to understand your child is not turning away from culture. It is protecting their future. Final thoughts. You are not meeting a new child after a diagnosis. You are finally being given clearer language to understand the child you've always known. Give yourself permission to process, learn, and grow alongside your child. You are not alone in this experience. Many parents are walking a similar path, navigating uncertainty while building hope. Support comes from community. Early intervention, connection, and advocacy can make a meaningful difference in your child's development and your family's journey. You are allowed to feel all of it. You are allowed to take your time. You are allowed to learn as you go. And most importantly, you are not raising your child alone. It takes a village, but sometimes the village has to be built intentionally. Start with love. Build with knowledge. Lead with advocacy. Frequently asked questions. Should I tell my child about their diagnosis? Yes, when done in an age-appropriate way. Conversations about autism should highlight both strengths and challenges in a way that supports self-understanding and self-acceptance. Autism should be framed as one part of who they are, not something that defines their entire identity. Reassure your child that they are loved, valued, and unique. What if my family does not accept the diagnosis? This is one of the hardest realities many parents face. Some family members may respond with denial, avoidance, or minimization. This often comes from fear, lack of understanding, or generational beliefs, not from a lack of love. You do not need everyone to agree in order to support your child. You can set boundaries around language and comments. Share only what feels safe and appropriate. Focus on what your child needs rather than debate. Seek support from professionals and communities who do understand. Over time, some family members may come around, others may not. Your role is not to convince everyone, it is to protect your child's access to support, dignity, and care. How do I build a support team for my child? Building a strong support team begins with identifying the people and resources that can help your child thrive. Start by connecting with your child's pediatrician, therapists, educators, and other professionals who can provide guidance and support. Don't be afraid to ask questions or seek referrals to services that may benefit your child and family. Beyond professional support, consider building connections within the autism community. Parent support groups, advocacy organizations, community events, and online communities can provide valuable encouragement, resources, and shared experiences from families navigating similar journeys. Remember, your support team should not only support your child, it should support you as well. A strong village includes clinical providers, educators, family members, trusted friends, and community connections who understand, respect, and advocate for your child's unique needs. You do not have to navigate this journey alone.